Here's a recitation that I promised a couple of our buddies we'd try to do for them. We have this one in the novel also, along with the one we just did, Cabin on the Hill. This one's entitled Call Me On Home Too. I stopped in front of a little church as I was passing by. The door was open, it was almost dark, and I heard a voice from inside. There a man was praying, and I remember his every word. And as I stood and listened closely, this is what I heard. He said, "Now, I don't want to be a father, Lord, but I sure am feeling blue. Reckon you could change your schedule just a little bit. And I want to thank you especially, Lord, for sending her my way. I know my thanks are just a little bit late, because she was laid to rest today. But without her, Lord, I am so alone. I don't know what in the world I'm going to do. So if it's all the same to you, Lord, could you just call me a moment?" Then through the shadows, this old gentleman walks slowly down the stairs, feebly across the churchyard, leaning on his cane for help. And as he tried to kneel again, he fell across a grave so deep. The Lord had heard his own prayer and called him home. Now, I often go back to that little church and kneel down and say a prayer. Then I place flowers in those two graves, he rests beside me there. And as I kneel to thank my God for the two best friends I ever had, my tears flow freely on those two graves, one my mother and the other my dad. Thank you. Thank you very much. We do hope you enjoyed the sacred numbers. We'd like to do this next number especially for one of Bobby's boys, a good buddy,